at a time.
Bueller. Bueller. Bueller.
How sad. The 80s teen flick director John Hughes, who I thought was absolutely brilliant, died while walking in Manhattan. He suffered a heart attack. You'll remember him from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, one of my favorite movies. You'll be hearing some of that during America Tonight tonight. The Breakfast Club, another big John Hughes movie, and there were a slew of others like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Uncle Buck, National Lampoon's Vacation, Pretty in Pink. I mean, he really struck a chord, especially, as I said, during the 80s. He also wrote the unbelievably, phenomenally popular Home Alone, which made, of course, Macaulay Culkin a huge sensation when he was just 8 years old, and the rest was history for Culkin and a lot of other actors. Matthew Broderick said he was truly shocked and saddened by the news about his old friend John Hughes. He was wonderful, very talented guy, and my heart goes out to his family, no doubt. Besides talking about the loss of John Hughes, we'll talk about the Gang of Six senators who met with Barack Obama today, huddling over what else? Healthcare legislation, plus how to deal with the crowds who have been outraged across the United States. In the meantime, Fannie Mae smashingly suffers some massive losses, and they're looking for more aid. Boy, everybody has their hand out. Remember how badly that has been handled, certainly. Also, Twitter stopped today. Are you one of those people who tweet about everything you do? Just got up today, had a cup of coffee, went to get the sports page. I mean, I don't get the Twitter thing, but obviously a lot of people love it. So Twitter and Facebook both kind of to a crawl, slammed with a virus, plus a big fallout over Paula Abdul deciding not to come back to American Idol. We'll let you hear what Ryan Seacrest had to say on his show today, because I know that many of you listening to this show are huge American Idol fans. Just joking. Probably some of your kids are. Some of your kids might be. Hey, you can't knock the numbers. Somebody is watching American Idol. If they get 30 million people, the highest rated show in the land, somebody is watching this. So the sexy Victoria Beckham, I mean, could this couple, this power couple, make any more money? She's going to do some of appearances as one of the judges on American Idol. Katy Perry is, and there's a couple of others, too. We'll tell you about those. Probably a good thing to do to rotate different women in there if they're going to get rid of Paula Abdul. But don't look for me to give you some great insight into American Idol, because I'm one of the non-people. I'm not part of that 30 million that watch the show. Of course, I do know about it, and I do know a lot of people that especially have young kids who just live and die by that show. John Edwards' mistress made an appearance at a federal court today. It was all over the news when I woke up. In fact, it was the first thing that I woke up to. I thought, oh, no, here we go again. Remember, there really hasn't been an ending to this one politically, and that's where we start. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, as I said, America Tonight. Riley Hunter, who is the former mistress of J.E.'s, went inside this courtroom in Raleigh. A grand jury is convening there. She was taken into the back entrance, but apparently enough paparazzi or local photographers knew about it, so they had plenty of shots of her. Happened very early in the morning, and she was there with her lawyer, an FBI agent, an agent with the IRS. And this is the strangest thing, this part I don't get. She was carrying the 18-month-old daughter that supposedly is John Edwards, the daughter named Frances, right? So she was there for 9 hours. You think John Edwards was sweating this one out? 9 hours. So, of course, Edwards, who ran for president last time around, is under investigation, as you all know, to see if he took the do-re-mi from campaign funds, if they were illegally paid to Hunter, who wormed her way in as a videographer during that 2008 presidential run. And there's got to be some significance here, or she wouldn't be in front of a grand jury, because they want to get her testimony. They're trying to lock her down, 9 hours especially. So there may be something to this. Originally, when the story broke, there was a very wealthy friend of John Edwards who said, yeah, I paid her some money. I helped out. I gave some money. Blah, blah, blah. But there must be something about moving the money around, or was directly traced to PAC funds, rather. Because if they have that, then I guess they can certainly make a trail toward Edwards. And here's the amount of money we're talking about. She was paid $100,000 for video production in a four-month period in 2006. And then in April of 2007 got $14,000 and change more. And when she got that money, this is significant, the PAC had about $8,000 in cash on hand. So that same day, all of a sudden, now see, this is where it gets fishy, right? Follow me. Edwards' campaign paid the PAC $14,000 for what they listed as a furniture purchase. So obviously they were trying to cover up the whole thing of where she was getting the money from. And whether or not they can trace it to Edwards or this other guy, this Dallas trial attorney who gave some money, sent some money to Hunter, and they can use that as the excuse and cover that up, who knows. But, you know, they might nail him for this, because this is definitely a political corruption case if they can tie that money to John Edwards. Wow, crazy stuff. Very odd to see her with the baby in that situation. So then it made you think, well, is the baby there as sort of proof of, okay, there's been no paternity tests, but I got the money, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. But it was odd to see that walk into the courthouse, no doubt. And talk about hypocritical. How about this? The House giving up $200 million, $200 million, right? It's like you have to have a cash register or a calculator on hand to just add all this stuff up that is being taken out of the coffers. Well, because they're ordering three Gulfstream jets to fly Pentagon and other members of Congress around the globe, basically, in lieu, I guess, of having them go commercial. Why have them go coach when we can have our own Gulfstream? So these are for three C-37 jets. It's basically the military's version of the Gulfstream 550, if you've ever seen any of those. And it's part of the Pentagon's budget that was passed by the House last year. See, that's the thing. When you don't read, when you don't know what the budget is, you know, what is entailed in the budget, then you don't find stuff like that. And all of a sudden it comes out of the woodwork because it was buried deep in that budget. So originally the Pentagon asked for only one of the planes to try to replace, I guess, some of the aging planes that they had, but then it ends up with three. And so here we are talking about health care and all these other things and asking Americans to pitch in, and we look at the unemployment rate, and then Congress is worried about what they're flying on. Most of the people who fly, by the way, on the planes is House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She generally flies that Gulfstream-like plane between Washington and her house in San Francisco. They've been supplying the planes to her predecessor as well, obviously. They say it's because of what happened September 11th. Well, that's nice, huh? Coming up next, a little conversation about Blackwater with one of my favorite authors, Robert Liparulo. Stay with us. You'll enjoy it. That's next on ACN.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. www.bueller.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
It's all about supplying arms. Eric Prince, the CEO of Blackwater. Was he a murderer? I guess the military contractor who's accused of massive abuses and overcharges in Iraq really did some things that were worse than were originally thought. At least he's being accused of that. Recently, this just came out the other day, there was a new article in The Nation. And they talked with a former Blackwater staffer and also an ex-Marine. And both of them are saying in this new filing, this new federal court filing, that the company's owner, a guy I just mentioned, Eric Prince, might have, and this is a quote, might have murdered or facilitated the murder of individuals who were cooperating with feds investigating the company. We love this guy anyway, so it's always fun to have him on the show. But former journalist and best-selling author Robert Liparulo joins us now. He spent countless hours researching Blackwater and, of course, private armies for his book Deadlock that you've heard me talk about before. Robert, thanks for popping back on ATN with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So the latest thing is that he's, of course, accused of smuggling illegal arms into Iraq, but supposedly he sent his own plane. This is wild stuff, with the weapons wrapped in plastic and buried in dog food bags. I guess you had to hide it if you're going to pull them in and not let anyone see them, right? Isn't that crazy?
Probably wondering why all his employees, all his contractors ran up to the dog food bags as soon as they arrived.
Exactly. And so this investigation's been going on now for the past really 2 years. And there are these charges, it could end up in charges anyway, that among the things that happened is he was supplying arms to the PKK, a terrorist organization. I guess that was about a year ago or so. And then the ATF raided the Blackwater offices in the U.S. and also walked away with 17 AK-47s. Is this just kind of sloppy on their part if they were doing this? What do you think is going to happen here?
Well, you know, let me preface everything by simply saying if the allegations are true.
Right, right.
If what these two former employees or one employee who is really upper level management, not just an employee, but very high up in the system at Blackwater. If what he says and this ex-Marine who was a contractor, which is one of the people who gets sent over to Iraq or wherever they have their contract, if what they're saying is true, then, boy, I have to say that every time I open the newspaper, what I thought I was writing, which was fiction, turns out to be nonfiction. In Deadlock, it's essentially about an owner of a private military company who uses his own soldiers to commit murders for his own gain or to protect the company. And when an investigator starts looking into it, he sends his soldiers after him. And every time I hear something new coming out of Blackwater or a new allegation, I just keep thinking, man, this whole thing is catching up with what I had imagined, based on conjecture and research. It's all catching up with the book very fast.
Yeah, no kidding. Even there was a strange thing I heard about, too, this Lamas ammunition. Apparently, have you heard of it? What it does is it explodes, and you have to shoot the person in the butt. They were shooting Iraqis in the butt, and then they explode. And again, allegedly, like you were saying, that this was something the company had been using, and the military wasn't even cleared for that.
Right, it's an ammunition that's been around for a while, and it doesn't just explode. It's not the explosion itself that causes damage to the body. It sends shrapnel into the body. So it's like a mini grenade that's projected into a body and then explodes. It's very nasty stuff. It's obvious why we don't sanction it.
Yeah, no kidding.
But that very thing, usually the reason we don't use it typically is because once somebody gets hit, they're pretty much down. And the only reason to use something like that is to ensure death or ensure serious bodily harm beyond what you need to stop the person from attacking you.
Yeah. When you were doing all this research for this this book that now is coming more and more like the real life scenario, as you just said, what were some of the interesting things that you found out that maybe surprised you that you can share with the listeners?
Well, you know what surprised me the most is there are a lot of leaks, and of course, you know, you want to chalk it up to disgruntled employees or people who didn't get their contract renewed or something like that. And what I found is that most of the allegations, whether it was that they were assisting in actually helping drug lords in Colombia, for example, or they are turning their back as the people they were supposed to help stop got away, which really, that, you know, it follow the money trail. You know, where who's paying them, and because they're not part of the government, and they've been called mercenaries, you have to really look and say, well, who is their loyalty to? And generally, it's to the bottom line, which would explain why they're doing things like that. But whatever the allegations, the people who were making the allegations weren't just saying it. They had fact after fact after fact. And it shocked me that there were so many facts behind every allegation. Again, whatever it was. And in the book, I posit that the leader of this group, the owner of the Audis is the name of the company in the book, is kind of a warmonger, and he likes war, and he actually found himself in these war zones fighting alongside the contractors. And that's not all supposition. That I found a couple leaks that had come through, and I supported it with interviews where Eric Prince himself actually was in certain areas, certain hot zones, I'll call them, and really, it wasn't that made up to say that this was a guy who just liked war.
Yeah, no kidding. But the bottom line is, you have the diplomats that are over there, people, you have people, the Iraqis, for example, in trying to rebuild that nation or turn it into a democracy, whatever. what's been happening there for the past 7 years, and of course then taking a lot of the troops out on the 30th of June. You and I have talked about this before. I wonder if this will taint the idea of privatized armies with Blackwater if they nail Eric Prince with these allegations. Do you think it'll do that? Because I think the future is the privatized armies.
You know, I think you're right. The future is privatized armies. I believe, even though it'll be a somewhat different, it'll be regulated. The privatized armies will be more heavily watched. They're trying to put them under the jurisdiction of the Pentagon, regardless of what department hires them, which was one of the issues that kind of made the cracks. I think it will taint the American perception, or, you know, the world's perception of what these privatized armies are all about. To me, it validates the concerns that people have that these are warmongers who are doing it, doing what they're doing more aggressively than they have to, with more disdain for the people that they're against. It's more that they're protecting somebody. But when they fight back, it's with more lethal force than necessary, and also that the bottom line is what they serve, and not to end a war or to protect a diplomat. It's what is going to be the best for the bottom line. And I think if this happens, it will taint it at least for a while, simply because Blackwater is the epitome of the privatized army. And to have somebody, if the allegations are true, to have somebody who really lifted the whole idea of privatized armies up to the public and showed even the good sides of what they can do, to have somebody like him be charged with murder.
Yeah.
I think people are just going to say, you know, see, the whole thing is tainted. The whole mentality is a top down kind of mentality, and
right.
I think that will hurt them.
Right, I think so too. Absolutely, be interesting to see how this all plays out. Robert, as always, we enjoy having you on ATN. Thanks for coming on. Robert Liparullo, and, of course, just a little bit more into this. It was the two former employees, and as he said, one was pretty high up. So one of the former employees is saying that Eric Prince, the former CEO of Blackwater, viewed himself pretty much as a Christian crusader, and his whole thing was eliminating Muslims and the Islamic faith from the globe, and that Prince and his company encouraged and rewarded the destruction of Iraqi life. We'll see. Two of those guys testified in sworn affidavits that were just filed in the Eastern District of Virginia. That was part of that suit against Blackwater on behalf of the Iraqi civilians. We're going to go to odds and ends coming up on the flip side.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. products. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Here on America Tonight. It's like we have our own band almost. Check it out. Someone's been doing some work on the music. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging with you. Birthdays coming up next. I'm going to say you know about 10 of these birthdays. In fact, let's test it out with Matt. Matt, singer BJ Thomas, what's he famous for?
Wow. Give me a hint. I've got nothing.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
Oh, okay.
He's 67.
All right.
Your parents know who he is.
Right.
All right, so maybe you're going to know 8 of the people on the birthday list. That's coming up a little bit later. Plus, this day in history and some of the highlights would include, if we go way back when and we flip the calendar backwards, you'll remember in 1964, the Congress passed the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution that gave President Lyndon Baines Johnson broad powers, of course, in dealing with the North Vietnamese attacks on U.S. forces, and it was huge, obviously. 64. We have some other things that have nothing to do with politics and some that have a lot of things to do with politics. It seems like most of the calendars that we flip backwards are about politics. Right now, however, we're going to talk about movies. If you are taking your squeeze to the movies this weekend, certainly this might work for you, because the movie that's getting the most buzz, and I think it's partially because Meryl Streep is attached to it, she still has she still has some sort of a box office bang, or at least that's what the movie producers are hoping. The movie's called Julie and Julia. Here's a little snippet of it.
I'm going to try to flip this thing over now, which is a rather daring thing to do.
She changed everything. Before her, it was frozen food and can openers and marshmallows.
Don't knock marshmallows.
Give it a try. When you flip anything, you've just got to have the courage of your convictions, especially if it's a loose sort of mass, like, oh, that didn't go very well. But you see, when I flipped it, I didn't have the courage
so adorable.
I needed to the way I should have. But you can always put it together. And you're alone in the kitchen. Who's to see?
But pearls. The one who's wearing pearls in the kitchen.
You just got to practice like the piano. I'm Julia Child. Bon appetit.
Bon appetit.
Bon appetit.
Okay, so it's about Julia Child, obviously, and another woman and the effect of Julia Child's cooking and all that sort of stuff on her life. It was directed by Nora Ephron. If you remember her, that was Sleepless in Seattle and a couple of other movies like You've Got Mail. So Meryl Streep, Amy Adams is in it. Stanley Tucci, you might have seen him in a bunch of flicks, too. It has a chance to do okay, I think, at the box office this weekend. We'll see. The critics are giving it pretty good ratings. They do letter grades, A's and B's and that kind of thing. But again, I think it's the love affair people have with Meryl Streep. Is the script actually good? And you do that intertwined thing with the two different women. I don't know, because that's kind of like the flashback thing. I'm not really big on the flashback thing. It works sometimes. But sometimes I think it's distracting in a story. Here's one that I'm kind of interested in because I had a G.I. Joe. Yes, I had Barbies, but I had a G.I. Joe, too. And to my sadness, my G.I. Joe's head popped off, and I lost it in the sewer when we lived in Queens, New York. And I don't know if I ever got over that. This movie, actually, I saw some clips of it. It looks pretty good. We're going to let you hear those clips. It's called G.I. Joe, The Rise of Cobra.
Standing in front of you, a Delta 6 accelerator suit.
What's it accelerate?
You. It'll make you run faster, jump higher, and hit harder than any of your enemies. Let's suit up. Head-to-toe hydraulics. Highly pressurized pneumatics. An advanced cybernetics heads-up display helmet, which feeds into the suit. You think it, it does it.
Twin gas propelled grappling spears and triple explosive heat seeking fire and forget rockets.
My personal favorite. A 10mm caseless Gatling submachine gun. Capable of firing 50 rounds per second. Fully self-contained firepower. Perfect for a couple of cowboys like you.
Okay, so you get what this is about. G.I. Joe, modern times. So you're in the desert. Then you're below the polar ice caps. You've got all the spyware, military gadgets you can imagine. You're trying to track down and fight a corrupt arms dealer. Imagine that. And the growing threat of the mysterious Cobra organization. You're trying to prevent them naturally from plunging the world into chaos. Dennis Quaid is in this movie. Sienna Miller is in this movie. Two names that you would recognize. And it looks like it'd be pretty good. It'd be a good, I think, a movie to take a young guy to, a young boy to, a son, nephew, etc. They'd probably like it. And it's not too long. It's just under 2 hours, so they don't drag the script out. And it would be pretty predictable, obviously, what they're selling here. Now, the third movie we're going to look at that's opening this week is a movie called A Perfect Getaway.
These two have graduated to the official crazy category. You know that, right?
Just pack our bags and get out of here. We can make some excuse.
What, like what? Like, we think you're the killers?
No. But we can say one of us doesn't feel good or something. Look, we don't have to go through with this. We can just pack up our bags. Look.
It was hard enough getting in here. We can't just leave.
What do you suggest?
It's only 2 more miles to the beach, right?
Too long miles.
I know. I think we have to ride this thing out. Keep Nick talking. Keep him thinking he's going to be the star of some Hollywood movie. Keep them both happy so that everybody gets to the beach alive.
Okay, so you're going to like this premise since I was just in Hawaii, right? You have this couple, Cliff and Sydney. They're pretty adventuresome, looking for some thrills, some backpacking in this remote area, some of these beaches in Hawaii. They're hiking in the wild, secluded trails. They think they found paradise, but yet they come across a group of frightened hikers, and you can hear a little bit of that in that clip, discussing the murder of another newlywed couple on the islands. So they start to question whether they should be there or not. Duh. It's rated R for violence, language, and some drug use. Mm. And Steve Zahn's in it. I like Steve Zahn. I don't know that this movie's going to do that great at the box office. They'll have a niche. It's like the scary thriller, suspense kind of movie crowd that would go to see it. But there are other things that I think that they could pick up on, so I don't know that it's gonna do that well. But it's predictable, let's just say, right? Now, coming up in the next couple of weeks, there's some big movies that are opening up. One that was a huge success with a book, it was called The Time Traveler's Wife. I actually read the book, and it's that whole going back in time traveling, and he travels back and they miss each other. It's kind of where they reunite and miss each other and this sort of stuff. But that could be pretty good, I think. And then there's some other big ones coming up down the road, because as we get closer to the fall, you get all the previews for the Christmas-typey movies, and that's right around the bend. Now, last week, Funny People opened up. That movie took in the most at the box office, and still you have the Harry Potters out there and the Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs, and all that sort of stuff. It's been a kind of an interesting, I think, summer for movies, and probably the reason why is they say when there's a recession, more people actually go to the movies. But in testing that theory, I haven't been in a couple of, I bet it's been about a month. And Matt, I know you saw The Hangover, and I'm sure that was the last movie that you went to see, right?
Yeah, that was definitely the last one. I've been trying to go out and see Public Enemies for about, I don't know, 4 weeks now, and then I want to see Funny People as well, but just haven't made the rounds. I work, you know, odd hours, and unless I'm going to see the movie by myself in the afternoon, which I can do that. I can handle seeing a movie by myself, but usually when I see, like, a comedy, I like to go with other people. So still riding it out, and hopefully someone will join me one day.
Yeah, that's funny. I'm the same way. I could go to the movies by myself. I wouldn't have a problem with that either. But I think comedies especially, because this is what happens. You see a movie, especially if you like it, because I want to see Funny People too. But if you like the movie and there were some surprises in it and the trailers didn't give it all away and things you had read, you want someone there to experience it, because you never sell it right. When you see something really funny that blows you away or you just really liked it, you start to tell the story, and then the people that are listening to it kind of get the glassy eyes, because, or they don't want to hear what it is because they want to go and see it. But it's never quite as funny as when somebody's with you and they understand exactly what you're talking about. So, but the going to the movies alone, you know, Don in Wyoming who calls us, I think he does that sometimes because he has weird hours too. If you go in the middle of the afternoon, there are a lot of people that are solo flyers because they have weird hours at work, or they're retired or whatever. They want to go to a matinee, so that's not necessarily awkward. But I agree with Matt. When you want to see a comedy, it's so much more fun to go with other people. Coming up on the flip side, we have news you can abuse, this day in history, and those birthdays. Hang through.
Yeah. If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net and start changing your life today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
The crazy news, then we'll head to this day in history and finish it off with birthday wishes. How's that? What a deal, huh, on America Tonight. I can't imagine, and I desperately have to clean out my garage. I have so many hats. Remember, I've talked about that before, the baseball caps, and I think I have golf clubs and too many boxes where, you know, the dumbest thing people do, and I can't believe that I did it. Not everything I have, but I put things in all the travels I've had, put things in brown boxes, right? And, of course, they're not labeled, so they're sealed up. It's fine. It looks great, but I have no clue what's in the brown boxes. Could be anything. I mean, anything. Books, diploma, I don't know. So a woman was cleaning out her garage, trying to do the same thing, figure out what was in the boxes. Unfortunately, she made a weird discovery while cleaning out the garage. A live pipe bomb is what she found. The police in Michigan say that the woman drove the handmade explosive about 10 miles to the police station. They defused it. The bomb was made from hand grenade parts. They think the bomb was left in the home by the previous owner. The woman's family's lived in the house for 11 years and they never found it. No one was injured. No charges have been filed, of course. because they'd have to try to track down the guy and whatever, and doesn't mean that they won't, but the bomb squad said people discovering suspicious devices or potential explosives should first call law enforcement and avoid handling the bomb itself. No kidding. That's the first thing I thought. What was she doing, picking it up and driving it to the police station? I mean, I could see that the panic would set in. Call them. It could have exploded in her hands. Who knows? In the meantime, for something completely different, a man barking at dogs, also happening in Michigan. And this happened in Three Rivers. And what happened was it was a police dog that this guy picked. And the dog was responding along with officers to a call. So this 26-year-old man began to torment the police dog inside the patrol car by barking and actually shouting at it. The animal, of course, anyone who's had a pet knows, got super excited and extremely aggressive. He was arrested and later released on bond, so he gets a charge of disorderly conduct. That's a no-no. Don't jack with the cop's dog. From Houston, a Houston man has been charged with improper photography. Allegedly, he used his camera phone to take pictures up a legal assistant's skirt. That's nice. While pretending to tie his shoelaces. He took a bunch of pictures. They saw it. They nailed him on a misdemeanor drug charge anyway. And so now they have this to cap it off. Let's end with this one. From Casper, Wyoming. There's a woman that was sentenced to 45 days in jail. Why? For trying to spring her pit bull from an animal shelter. 26-year-old Jessica Johnson pled guilty to conspiracy to commit misdemeanor property destruction and criminal entry is what they call it. What happened is she told a judge that she broke into the shelter because her dog had been unfairly classified as a vicious animal. She was afraid it would be killed. Ugh. So that's a no-no, too. You cannot do that. We move from news you can abuse, it definitely was abusive this time around, to this day in history. It's always fun, I think, to go back in history and look at the things that came before. A lot of them do have to do with war and with politics, but that's the way we roll on this show, after all, right? So there are 146 days left in the year. If we go back to 1782... General George Washington created something I think is cool still today, the Order of the Purple Heart, a decoration to recognize merit in enlisted men and non-commissioned officers. And everybody knows the Purple Heart, I think, by now. 1789, the U.S. War Department was first established. That's when they were setting up different departments of government by Congress, of course. In 1882, today people still use this phrase. The famous feud between the Hatfields of West Virginia and the McCoys of Kentucky erupted into full-scale violence as one of the Hatfield clan was fatally wounded by three McCoy brothers. So that blew open Pandora's box. Who ended up being killed in return. So, you know, people say it's like the Hatfields and the McCoys when things get out of hand. In fact, let me give you an example of that. It'll be like the Hatfields and the McCoys when the plants from the Democrats and the plants from the Republicans, wink, wink, get together at some of these health forums in the next couple of weeks. In 1927, the Peace Bridge between the U.S. and Canada, never been there, was dedicated during ceremonies that were actually attended by Prince Edward of Wales, the Canadian Prime Minister at the time, William Lyon Mackenzie King, and U.S. Vice President Charles Dawes, 1927. Yeah. 1947, the balsa wood raft of Contiki, which had carried a six-man crew 4,300 miles across the Pacific Ocean, crashed into a reef in a Polynesian area. All six crew members reached land safely. That was the miracle of that. In 1959, the United States launched the Explorer 6 satellite, which sent back images to Earth, a very big deal if you think of the 50s and where we were at then. If you remember, sadly, 1998 terrorist bombs at the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania killed 224 people, including 12 Americans. We fast forward to 1 year ago. A U.S. military jury at Guantanamo Bay Naval Base gave Osama bin Laden's driver a surprisingly light 5.5-year sentence. Why? For aiding in terrorism, making him eligible for parole, rather, in just 5 months. And, of course, the U.S. later transferred Hamadan to his home country of Yemen, which released him in January of 2009. And that's the way it goes. Time for birthdays. Maestro, cue it up, baby.
I need birthday singers. Come on, people. We need birthday singers.
All right, I'm going to cherry pick, and then I'll throw the rest of the names out for you. We already mentioned one of them, who Matt didn't know, B.J. Thomas, 67 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, actor David Duchovny from The X-Files. He's 49 years old, and actually, he's in a series I watch called Californication. I think he's very, very funny. He's been in the news lately, though, for sex addiction. Apparently, he's staying with his wife, and all is fine. They've got two kids, and they want the paparazzi to leave him alone, which I can't blame them. Former diplomat, talk show host, and activist Alan Keyes is 59 years old. Strike a bell with anyone? Here are some others you might recognize. Charlize Theron is 34 years old. Beautiful blonde bombshell from South Africa, who won an Academy Award for her role in Monsters. Marathon runner Alberto Salazar, 51 years old. Also on the birthday list, country musician Michael Mahler from Wild Horses is 48. Jazz musician Marcus Roberts is 46. Oakland Raiders punter Shane Leckler is 33 years old. I know Shane Leckler. Back from his college days. Singer Lana Cantrell is 66 years old. John Glover, just a year younger, at 65. Garrison Keillor is 67, the humorist that many of you would recognize. Former baseball pitcher Don Larson, 80. Blues Magic Slim is 72. Also celebrating a birthday from the Platters, R&B singer Herb Reed, 81 years old. Comedian Alexi Sale is 57 years old. I know you know this name. Think of Jurassic Park and think of Seinfeld. Actor Wayne Knight turns 54 years old. Charlotte Lewis, who's an actress, is 42 years old from Shinedown. Rock musician Barry Kirch is 33 years old. If you're celebrating birthday, tip one back. Make sure you have a designated driver, and happy birthday to you. Leave you with this. Happiness, it seems to me, consists of two things. First, in being where you belong, and second, and best, in comfortably going through everyday life. That is, having had a good night's sleep and not being hurt by new shoes.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I appreciate your understanding. Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself. Thank you. Don't mention it.
Bueller.